The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kitzur Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzur365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Dov Lev.
We are learning Simin Tzadi of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. We are up to Sif Tesvav. We are discussing the laws of Amira La'akum, of instructing a non-Jew to do Malacha for us on Shabbos. There are a number of reasons why Chazal forbade us to ask a non-Jew to do Malacha for us on Shabbos. The Rambam writes that Amira La'akum was instituted in order to prevent us from doing the Malacha ourselves. There was a concern if we would be allowed to instruct a non-Jew to do Malacha on our behalf, that people might end up being so lax that they would end up doing it themselves. There is a second reason that is brought in the Rishonim for the prohibition of Amira La'akum, and that is, it would be a violation of Mimtso, Chevtzecha, and Davar Davar, that we are not allowed to be involved in Malacha on Shabbos, even when we are not doing it ourselves. Any type of involvement where it's obvious that our interest is for the sake of Malacha, it would be prohibited to do it. Therefore, to consult with a non-Jew and ask him to do Malacha on our behalf, that would be a violation of this principle, which is Medivrei Sofrim. There is a third reason that is given by Rashi in a few places in Gemara Shabbos, and that is because by asking a non-Jew to do Malacha for us, we are making him our shaliach, our agent, and therefore, on some level, it is equivalent as if we are doing it ourselves. So it is on the basis of these reasons that Chazal prohibit instructing a non-Jew to do Malacha for us in Shabbos. So now, in Halacha Tesvav, it says, Afilo im hagoy bo mi'atzmo lasos eze malacha bishvil Yisrael. Even if the non-Jew came on his own in order to do Malacha for the sake of a Jew, Tzarech ha-Yisrael limchos bo, the Jew must protest. He must stop the non-Jew from doing so. Ulachain goy sherotze lahasi hapecha mineras shal Yisrael. If a non-Jew wants to remove the coal from the candles of the Jews, kidei sheyidlaku yafeh, in order that they should light better, tzrichen limchos bo, the Jew would need to object. Now, in this particular example, the Mishnah Berurah would hold that one need not object, because ultimately it would be mutter to allude to the non-Jew if we do so in a way that is not b'derech tziva, not in a command form. So, since we could allude to him to do so, of course we don't have to object from a non-Jew who is doing Malacha on behalf of Yisrael. This would be a good time to differentiate between the different elements that are involved in the prohibition of having a non-Jew do Malacha for a Jew. There's two separate components related to Amira La'akum. First of all, it is prohibited to instruct or to request a non-Jew to do Malacha. The second element is that if a non-Jew has done Malacha for us, it would be usher to benefit from that Malacha. Now, there are times that although it is forbidden to ask the non-Jew to do Malacha, but if the non-Jew did Malacha, we are allowed to benefit from it. On the other hand, there are situations in which one would be mutter to instruct the non-Jew to do Malacha for us, except for the concern that it is usher b'hanah, that we would not be allowed to benefit from it. Now, this siman in the Ketzer Shulchan Aruch generally deals with the Amira La'akum aspect, but it does not focus on the prohibition to get Hana from that which the non-Jew did. So we should elaborate a little bit on what are the parameters of this Isser. First of all, it is only a positive benefit that one may not attain from the malacha of a non-Jew. So, for example, if a non-Jew turns on a light, we would generally not be allowed to benefit from that light on Shabbos. However, if a non-Jew turned off a light, we can enjoy the fact that now we could go to sleep in the dark room. The difference is that having the light turned on is adding something. It's adding a new dimension, and therefore that is prohibited, as opposed to turning off the light is just removing something. So that's not a positive benefit, and therefore one would be allowed to enjoy it. Now, another limitation in the prohibition of benefiting from the malacha of a non-Jew is that if we could have attained the same hana without the malacha being done, then we are allowed to enjoy and benefit from the malacha that was done. So, for example, let's say a room had dim light, which one could technically read by, but it wouldn't be so pleasant. And a non-Jew turns on an additional light, it would be permissible to read from the light, since we could have read anyhow, even had that light not been turned on. Now, one last limitation in this regard, and that is the only time that it is forbidden to benefit from the malacha that was done by a non-Jew is if he did it for the sake of Jews. But if he did it for himself or for other non-Jews, then there's no problem of benefiting from that malacha on Shabbos. Halacha tesayin. Im roa adam sheyuchal lavo lidei hefsid. If a person sees that he might be coming to a financial loss, kigon shen nisroa lo chavish shoyayin ukedoma, for example, that he sees that his barrel of wine is leaking, mutar lekros legoy l'sham, he'd be allowed to call a non-Jew there, afa pisha yodeya shehagoy bivado yisakno, even though he knows for sure that the non-Jew will repair it. Va'afilu b'malacha gemura, and even if it involves a bona fide malacha, u'bilvad sheyizoher ha'Yisrael, as long as the Jew is careful, shelo lomer lo shum remes tzivur l'saken, that he doesn't express to him any command to fix it. Avu mutter lomer lefana, but he's allowed to say in front of him, not a command, but kol mi sheyatzo hefsid ze lo yafsid schara, that whoever saves me from this damage, he won't lose out from his reward. Ve'ein lasu zo el b'makom hefsid meruba, and this may only be done in a situation of a great loss. There is considerable misunderstanding about the issue of hinting to a non-Jew to do malacha on Shabbos. The issue is as follows. The same way we are not allowed to ask or instruct a non-Jew to do malacha for us on Shabbos, we are also not allowed to hint to him to do malacha when the hint is in the form of a command. For example, to say to a non-Jew, please turn off the light, is forbidden. To say to a non-Jew, I would like to go to sleep in this room, figure out what is bothering me and take care of it, is also forbidden, because I am including instruction that he should do something. But if I merely say, it is so light in this room that I won't be able to sleep, but I am not allowed to turn it off on Shabbos, that is acceptable because there was no command, no instruction that the non-Jew should do something. So, another example. If your car alarm is going off on Shabbos, and you say to your non-Jewish neighbor, that alarm is so annoying, I may not turn it off on Shabbos. or it's too bad that I'm not allowed to do anything about it. Hopefully the non-Jew would get the hint and do the malacha on his own. That is acceptable. Anytime we are simply informing him of a problem, but not telling him to do anything, that's permissible. But if we do tell him to do something, even if the words that we say don't include that we want him to do malacha, it is still prohibited because it was in the command form, and the intent was that he should do malacha for us. The Chayei Adam further says that even if no words at all are used, but we motioned him, let's say with our fingers, we point to something, that is the equivalent of giving him an instruction to do it, and that is also prohibited on Shabbos. Halacha Yud Zayin, Davar She'eina Malacha Gemura, an activity which is not a bona fide malacha, ve'eina asur ella mishum shvus, and is only prohibited because of a rabbinic injunction to make sure that we don't violate the malacha. Im hu tzarech mitzvah o b'miktzas choli, if it is needed to be violated for the sake of a mitzvah or because someone who is somewhat sick, mutar loma legoi lasoso, it is permissible to enlist the non-Jew to do it. Umizeh nogu l'shloach goi b'shabbos, lahavi sheichar o shar davar l'tzarech shabbos, af b'mokam she'ena erev. And based on this, it has become the practice that they send the non-Jew on Shabbos to bring beer or other needs, even though it's a place where there's no Erev. In other words, since there is no Isser Min HaTorah, we're not talking about having the non-Jew carry something in a real Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, so this, it's only merely Nisr D'Rabbanan. So the rule is that Amira La'akum, in a situation of an Issa D'Rabbanan, would be permitted for the sake of a mitzvah. But the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch tells us, B'ein lahater ela b'shashat chak, this would not be permissible except in a case of extenuating circumstances, she'ein lo malishtos, where he doesn't have anything to drink. Now the Mishnah Berurah adds that if he needs wine for Kiddush, then certainly it would be mutter l'chatchila. On the other hand, it should be pointed out that in a situation where the non-Jew would have to transport the item through a bona fide Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, then certainly it would be usher to do, because that's not a shrus. That would be a real malacha min haTorah. Aval b'shvil tanug ba'alma ein lahatir, but merely for some sake of a pleasure on Shabbos, that's not grounds to permit it. Viloma legoi lahavi michutz latchum, and to instruct the non-Jew to bring something from outside of the tchum, outside of the boundary from which one would be allowed to go on Shabbos, afilo b'di eved aser b'Shabbos mashehevi, not just is it forbidden to ask a non-Jew to bring something from outside of the tchum, but if he already did so, it would be forbidden to make use of it. V'yesh omrim, there are those that say, tehu adin b'makam hefsid, that the same thing would be true in a situation of financial loss, that it would be permissible to instruct a non-Jew to be violating an issa d'rabbanan on our behalf, kigon l'talto schora hanifsedes menakshamim, for example, to move merchandise which will be damaged by the rain, mutar ayidei goy, so it would be permissible to have a non-Jew do this. V'yesh lismach al divrehem b'makom hefsed gadol, and one could rely on this leniency in a situation of great financial loss. Halacha yud ches b'es hakar, at a time when it is cold, mutar lomar legoy, it is permissible to say to a non-Jew, lahasik es hatanur, that he should light the stove. Mishum dahakol cholim etzo hatsinar, because everyone is considered ill when it comes to the cold weather. Avalim eno muchrach kol kach, However, if it's not absolutely necessary, ein lasozos, one should not have the non-Jew do this. V'gam osur lahaniach legoy, shiyasek esatanu b'shabes achar chatzos hayom, it is also forbidden to allow the non-Jew to ignite the stove after midday on Shabbos, kidei sheyecham b'layla, for the purpose of making it warm for Matzah Shabbos, because the hechter would only be for Shabbos itself. If it's for Matzah Shabbos, then there would be no sanction. Halacha Yutes, asur l'shloach goyim chutz l'tchum, it is forbidden to send non-Jews outside of the tchum of Shabbos, bishvil krovei hames, for the sake of the relatives of one who has died, o bishvil safdan, or in order to get someone who can eulogize the dead. In other words, it is not justified to do amir la'akum in order to inform the relatives about a death in the family, or to bring someone who can eulogize. These are not things that are necessary for Shabbos. One of the biggest controversies involved in the issue of Amira La'akum is known as Amira Le'amira, which means that, is it permissible for a Jew to instruct explicitly a non-Jew that he should request from another non-Jew to do a malacha on behalf of a Jew? In other words, it's a second degree Amira La'akum. Now, although some poskim are lenient with it, the mainstream view among the poskim is that it is forbidden to do amira la'amira, unless it's a situation where there would be grounds to permit it for other reasons. So that if we can combine this with another heter, so then it would be justified. So, for example, in a case of a chola, meaning a chola she ein bo sakana, someone who's ill, although not deathly ill, so that would be a situation that we would justify amira la'amira, to ask a non-Jew to request from another non-Jew to do malacha. Similarly, for the sake of a mitzvah, amira la'amira would be justified. But in general, the poskim either say or imply that we may not instruct a non-Jew to ask another non-Jew to do malacha on our behalf. Halacha Chaf, Goyim hamevim tfuah liYisrael b'chol voseihem, non-Jews who bring produce to Jews in order to fulfill their debts, v'haYisrael nosun lo es hamafteach lo'otzaro, and the Jew would give the non-Jew the key to his storage house, v'hagoy moded umoded l'sham, and the non-Jew measures and counts over there, mutar, all of this is permissible, mishum dehagoyim b'melechas atzmahu osek, because the non-Jew is engaging in melacha for himself, ki ein ha'tfuah shel Yisrael ad la'acha ha'medida, because the produce does not belong to the Jew until after the measurement is complete. Yisrael mutulo la'amod sham, and it is permissible for the Jew to stand there, shelo yata oso, so that the non-Jew does not deceive him, ubevad shelo yidaba imo klau min ha'esek, as long as he does not discuss with him at all anything of the business. Avo im hevio lo tfuah shelo, but if they bring the Jew his own produce, in other words, it already belongs to the Jew, Aser lomer lahem, he's not allowed to tell the non-Jews, lefanosa min ha'agolos l'toch ha'tzara, to move it from the wagons into a storage house. Vafilo im me'atzmam rotzim lefanosa, and even if the non-Jews want to move it on their own, tzarech limchos bam, he has to object, because he cannot allow malacha to be done with his produce. Halacha chaf aleph. Goy ha'osa gvina mechalav shelo, a non-Jew who is making cheese from his own milk, v'hayisrael roa es achaliva v'hagibun, and the Jew is observing the milking and cheese making process, Kidei Shetehei Muteres LeYisrael, in order that the product should be permitted for Jews to consume, for Yuchal LeKnoso LaAcha Shabbos, and then the Jews can acquire it after Shabbos. Even though the non-Jew is doing the process for the sake of his Jewish buyers to whom he would sell it, it's nevertheless permissible, since the cheese is still the property of the non-Jew, and he's doing it for his own benefit, so that he'd be able to sell it afterwards to the Jew. And it is even permissible for the Jew to instruct him to do so, even on Shabbos itself, he's allowed to say to the non-Jew, "Asei milachtecha, you do your work." Afilu magia mizer revach liYisrael. Even though ultimately it will come out that there will be a profit for the Jew, he's still allowed to instruct the non-Jew to do his own work because the property does not yet belong to the Jew. Halacha chaf beis, goy shekana schora miYisrael. A non-Jew who acquires merchandise from a Jew, uba b'Shabbos lekachta, and he comes on Shabbos to take that which he purchased. Im efshar yesh lemano, if it is possible, we should restrain him from taking it on Shabbos. The reason is because an onlooker won't necessarily know that what he's taking really belongs to him. People would think that he's moving the property that belongs to a Jew. Halacha chaf gimel. Misha yesh lo yartzeit b'Shabbos. Someone who has a yartzeit that falls out on Shabbos. V'shachach lahadlik ner shel yartzeit, and he forgot to light a yartzeit candle. Yochol lomar l'goy ben hashmoshos sheyadlik. He's allowed to say to a non-Jew during ben hashmoshos of the onset of Shabbos that he should light it on behalf of the Jews. Avolo b'Shabbos, but not when it's bona fide time of Shabbos.